Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, Wilton Crawley gets his own birthday segment for the first time. We'll also cut a rug, look to the future, hear some nonsense, and spend some time in jail. Back on the March 12th show, I played his recording of Nothing But Nice, but he's never had his own segment. Until tonight. Last week, July 18th, marked the birth in 1909 in Smithville, Virginia, of clarinetist and composer Wilton Henry Crawley. His father was a musician and started giving young Wilton clarinet lessons at age 10. He was a quick study, formed his first band with his brother Jimmy, and was soon playing in an American Legion band and in street shows, carnivals, and parades. He combined his musical talents with his physical talents as a contortionist and juggler in a vaudeville act where he simultaneously crawled along the floor like a worm, balanced a lantern on top of his head, and played the clarinet. He became known as the Human Worm. Crawley landed a contract with OK, where his recordings featured animal sounds, such as clucking like a duck and other sound effects produced on his clarinet. He also quickly churned out about 100 tunes, which he sold to OK for $15 each, enough for him to buy a house. In 1929, he switched to Victor and spent the next couple of years touring Europe. Upon his return, he moved to Baltimore, where he performed occasionally and spent time writing songs. He died in Glen Burnie, Maryland, in November of 1967, although the cause and actual date are unknown. Here are three from Wilton Crawley. Thank you.
Jones from way down home. She couldn't be satisfied. She got the blues for New York town and took a long, long ride. She wasn't there very long before she hit success. She learned to sing, she learned to dance. I guess you know the rest. Tall Tilly, she's too tight. Tall Tilly, black bottoms all night. She got men falling on their face. No other gal can take her place. That's one baby you can't excel. When she wiggles, she makes a meow. She does a split all over the floor. Then she holler, let 'em go. Some folks claim she only sing. You should see her when she shakes that thing. When the band starts playing, everyone keeps saying, Tall Tilly is here tonight. Tall Tilly's too tight. Have mercy, Tall Tilly's too tight. We'll be right back.
Hot stuff. Wilton Crawley and his orchestra with Jelly Roll Morton on piano, and She's Got What I Need, a Crawley original, recorded September 2, 1929, issued on Victor V-38116. If you were wondering what Wilton Crawley sounded like, now you know, because before She's Got What I Need, you heard Crawley singing his composition, Tall Tilly's Too Tight. That's from OK8619, September 4th, 1928. He was accompanied there by Eddie Haywood Sr. on piano and Eddie Lang on guitar. Haywood and Lang were also on Geechee River Blues, composed by Eddie Haywood, which started the set. That's from OK8492, made on May 31st, 1927. Geechee River Blues refers to the 294-mile-long Ogeechee River in the state of Georgia. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I mentioned the difference between butchers and meat cutters, and of course meat cutter made me think of rug cutter. The word rug was often used in the 1920s to refer to a dance floor, and the slang term to cut a rug means to dance enthusiastically. A rug cutter is an energetic dancer showing off skilled dance moves. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about some rug cutters. Thank you. Begin that rug cutting set with Teddy Hill and his orchestra, who were at the Rug Cutters Ball on May 4, 1936, on Vocalion 3247. The piano intro before Teddy Hill gets going on tenor sax was by Sam Allen. At the Rug Cutters Ball was written by Hill and Russell Procope, who played clarinet and alto sax in the band and was also a member of Duke Ellington's orchestra. Next was Henry Red Allen and his orchestra with Rug Cutter's Swing from Banner 33178, July 28, 1934. Rug Cutter's Swing was written by Horace Henderson. We finished up with a jazzy rendition of Old Man River on Vocalion 4086, made April 4, 1938. So, what's that have to do with cutting a rug? Well, it was performed by Cootie Williams and his Rug Cutters. Last week I mentioned that Carl and Hartie's first hit was I'm Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail, and that you'd be hearing it soon. Well, here it is.
I'm not in your town to say, said a lady old and gray, to the warden of a penitentiary. I'm not in your town to stay, and I'll soon be on my way. I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. Yes, warden, I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. I've tried to raise my baby right. I have prayed both day and night that he'd never follow footsteps of his dad. I have searched both far and wide. I had feared that he had died, and at last to find my baby here in jail. Yes, warden, but it's good to find my baby here in jail. It is just 5 years today since my husband passed away. He was found beneath the snow, so cold, so white. I made a vow to keep his ring and his gold watch and his chain, But the county laid my husband in the ground. Yes, warden, the county laid my baby's papa in the ground. I will pawn you my watch, I will pawn you my chain, I will pawn you my diamond ring. I will wash all your clothes, I will scrub all your floors, if that will get my baby out of jail. Yes, warden, you know I want my darling out of jail. Then we heard the warden say to this lady old and gray, I will bring your baby boy to your side. Two iron gates swung wide apart, she held her darling to her heart. She kissed her baby boy and she died, but smiling in the arms of her dear boy, there she died.
Me on the counter up this street and Main. Take me to the big jail and bound me in chains. Down come that jailer around 10 o'clock with that big bunch of keys, and he opened that lock. And the judge found me guilty, said I had to pay. Now all for 10 long years behind bars I stay. He put me on board of that train cannonball, and when it pulled off, I waved to them all. I've traveled this country 100 times or more. Now for 10 long years I'll travel no more. If I'd listened to mother, wouldn't have been here today. But when you do a crime, you'll sure have to pay.
Thank you.
Thomas Morris's Hot Babies with Fats Waller on the pipe organ with their composition, Please Take Me Out of Jail. Fats started things off at the console, and then while you heard Morris on cornet, Jimmy Archie on trombone, and Edward T. King on drums, made his way over to the keyboard for a piano solo before everybody joined in. That's take two from a December 1st, 1927 session issued on Victor 21202. Before that, Billy Vest with Big City Jail. Billy Vest made 10 sides for Columbia between 1930 and 31. In 1933 and 35, he recorded a couple of sides for ARC, including this one, On Conqueror 8235, from April 11, 1933. We started that incarceration set with Carl and Hardy, whom you heard about last week, with I'm Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail. Written by Carl Davis, the Carl in Carl and Hardy. This recording was made March 22, 1934, in Chicago. It was issued on Banner, Melotone, Oriole, Perfect, and Romeo as by Taylor and Davis, and on Conqueror 8310 as by the Cumberland Ridge Runners. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on all the major podcast directories. There are plenty of vintage novelty and nonsense songs and song titles out there, and this past week I came across this one, starting off this set of nonsense titles.
Tiddly-zoogity-zom, tiddly-tiddly-zoogity-zom, tiddly-tiddly-tiddly-dee-zoop-zoop-zoop-zoogity-zom, tiddly-tiddly-zoogity-zom, tiddly-tiddly-zoogity-zom. Just like the teeth ran away with the spoon, the gentle folks ran away with this tune. How they're swinging, how they're swinging. They're making the very hot cause to give them everything they got. Tee-dee-dee-dee-dee-zoo-dee-dee-zong. Tee-dee-dee-dee-dee-zoo-dee-dee-zong. Tee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Zoo-zoo-zoo-zoo-zoo-dee-zong. Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. Out there swinging, out there singing. To make it the very hot ghost to give me
None other than Station WAX, way over here in Camden, New Jersey. Singing right here and now a little old tune called Hokey Pokey Diddly Rum. Step on it, big boy, step on it. Go on away, run, go on away. Hokey Pokey Diddly Rum, Derby, that's where I come from. It's a town way down in Tennessee. Some folks think it's mighty slow. Still, it has its push and go. It is plenty fast enough for me. Oh, the folks in Derby have their freedom, though it sounds so queer. A man can step in anywhere and get a glass of hokey pokey diddly rum. Perhaps you think I lie, but every man in Derby has a twinkle in his eye. random. And there was a man in Derby Town as strong as any ox. They say the reason was because he'd never change his hokey pokey diddly rum. He'd never change his mind. He said, I'm strong because I'm always drinking pickled brine. Come on, Red, sing it, boss, sing it. Oh, shut up, shut up. My honey's teeth are pearly white, yes, both of them are that. And she has very little hair on which to pin her hokey-pokey diddly-rum. And so is your old man. I never eat tomatoes till I first remove the can. Hokey-pokey diddly-rum. Derby's always on the hum. Derby takes the derby every time. Talk about your money's worth. There's no other place on earth you can have so much fun for a dime. Oh, a Derby parson named Pearson had a greasy vest, because the peas rolled off his knife and landed on his hokey-pokey diddly-rum. And saying old Chinese, oh, Parson Pearson, please in person, Parson, pass the peas. Whip it, boy, whip it, sugar, punish your fingers red, spank that ukule. Shut up, shut up. Pipe down, before I run you ragged. I'm like a little cuckoo clock. My life is all a sham. I know I'm crazy as can be, but I don't give a hokey pokey diddly rum. I'm happy as can be. My teeth are false to others, but they're always true to me. You're crazy as a bed bug, boy. Close your trap, before I crown you, big boy. Mary had a little clam, 'twas served upon a shell. She ate the shell and not the clam, and now she feels like hokey-pokey diddly-rum. There ain't no more to tell. The lamb ain't got no Mary, and the clam ain't got no shell. Until then, folks, I'm going to see you all pretty soon, pretty soon, pretty soon. Night, all.
I played it by the Happiness Boys last year, but there you have the red-headed music maker, Wendell Hall, and his rendition of Hokey Pokey Diddledy Rum. Hall wrote that along with Cliff Hess. He also recorded it for Brunswick on December 22, 1925, but we just heard his recording on Victor 19792, made about 6 months earlier on July 15th. Before Hokey Pokey was Art Conn and his orchestra with Hoodledy Doody Doo Doo, written by Harry Link and Roy Turk. It took four takes on July 28, 1926, to get one good enough to be issued on Columbia 769-D. We began that nonsense set with James DeBerry and his Memphis Playboys, being heard on the show for the first time, with Zuggity Zuggity Stomp, with DeBerry trying to channel his inner Fats Waller. I hope he didn't try it on any other of the 10 sides he recorded in Memphis on July 13, 1939, this one issued on Vocalion 05247. Blues singer and guitarist James DeBerry was born in Gumwood, Arkansas, on November 17, 1911. After that 1939 session, he didn't record again until 1953, when he made three sides for Sun as Jimmy DeBerry. He made his final eight sides in Memphis in 1972 and died January 17, 1985 in Sequesten, Mississippi. Back in 2017, I played a set of songs about the future. That's right, on the March 19th show. For this segment, I'm going to play those same songs in the same order as on that show. But it's not a repeat. This time, they're by different artists.
Thank you. There goes the girl I dreamed all through school about. There goes the girl I'll now be a fool about. Ring down the curtain, I'm certain at present all my future just passed. Don't even know if she has been spoken for, if she is tied. The ties must be broken, for life can't be that way, to wake me then break me, my future just passed. Stars in the blue, though you're at a distance, you can at least do this. Sometimes a boy encounters resistance. Help me to win this miss. Oh, here are my arms. May she find illusion there. Look in my heart. There is no confusion there. Now that I'm loving, I'm living at last. My future just passed.
Thank my stars for the moon. I see my future, you at my side, a groom and a bride, a home with room for more than two. My beloved one, you are my past, my present and my future. I'm only living just for you. Thank you.
you'll go far under my direction. You're my future star, just a picture for movie books. Okay, baby, as you are, under my direction, you're my future star. Now smile, dear smart, sigh, when we part, cry. Oh, what are, stop, you're breaking my heart. You need romance and coziness. Step in, baby, here's the car. Under my direction, you're my future star. You've got possibilities, it's plain to see. But what you need to succeed, you will find in me. I have all facilities, you must agree. I'm a genius in the game. I can bring you wealth and fame. Honey, ain't you glad you came? Far under my direction, you're my future star, just a picture for movie books. Okay, baby, as you are, under my direction, you're my future star. Now smile, dear smart, sigh, when we part, cry. Oh, what are, stop, you're breaking my heart. You need romance and coziness. Step in, baby, here's the car. Under my direction, you're my future star.
My Future Star was written by Sidney Clare and Richard Whiting for the movie 365 Nights in Hollywood, where it's sung by the stars of the film, Alice Faye and James Dunn. I last played My Future Star by Terry Shand with Freddie Martin's orchestra, but we just heard Alice Faye's commercial recording of it from Perfect 13080, recorded September 26, 1934. Before that, You're My Past, Present, and Future, lyrics by Mack Gordon, music by Harry Revel. Last time, the Emil Coleman Orchestra, credited as Ben Selvin and his orchestra. This time, Joe Venuti and his orchestra, with the vocal by Don Elton, from Banner 32874, September 25th, 1933. I like Leighton and Johnston's version of My Future Just Passed, but also the one by the Colonial Club Orchestra, a Bob Herring pseudonym, with the vocal by Irving Kaufman, which started off this futuristic set. That was Brunswick 4846, made in June of 1930, another Richard A. Whiting tune, this time with the words by George Marion Jr. Well, guess what? We've got time for one more. This past week, I found a CD on the German Trikont label titled Black and White Hillbilly Music, early harmonica recordings from the 1920s and 30s. House Joint Resolution 259, known as the Newlands Resolution, passed in the second session of the 55th Congress and was signed into law by President McKinley on July 7, 1898, officially annexing the Hawaiian Islands to the U.S. Politics of that move aside, a Broadway show called Bird of Paradise introduced Hawaiian music to Americans in 1912, and the Panama Pacific International Exposition in San Francisco followed in 1915. A year later, Hawaiian music, genuine and made up, outsold every other musical genre. One result of the Hawaiian music craze was Nellstone's Hawaiians, a duo from southern Alabama, consisting of Hubert Nelson, who played steel guitar and harmonica, and guitarist James D. Touchstone, who were also the vocalists. The name Nellstones came from combining their surnames. They recorded seven sides and sued Columbia Records and Leeds Music in 1948 for the unauthorized use of one of them, titled Just Because. But here, with a bit of dialogue, is their song, Mobile County Blues. It was recorded November 30, 1929, in Atlanta, Georgia. Take 1 was destroyed, but Take 2 was issued on Victor V-40273.
Say, hold on there. Wait a minute, pal. What do you say if you take a little drink before you play this tune? You always play better when you've had a little tea.
What, have you got a drink?
I've got some, but boy, I'm going to tell you right now, it's fighting liquor.
What do you mean, fighting liquor?
Well, I tell you, I bought a quart the other night and carried it home. My wife, she's Christian. She won't let me drink, so I hide it under my pillow. Man, she got up sometimes through the night and pulled in a rat hole.
Rat hole? What's the big idea?
I don't know, but next one I got it was putting on my clothes. A little rat come running in there. He had his ears all bobbed up and says, where's that doggone cat been hunting me around here for the last 3 weeks? Man, he's going to take him on. Yeah, taste that. Where you going?
Hunting Tooney?
Never mind about Tooney. You play that tune we call Mobile County Blues. Now, if you want to fight something, you fight that hog.
Suits me.
Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.